Song of Solomon this morning, that little book. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, please. Chapter 8 and verse 6. Solomon says, "Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame." Jealousy is cruel as the grave. Here's the definition of jealousy: resenting God's goodness in others' lives and ignoring God's goodness in our life. So I have some thoughts this morning. First of all, here's how jealousy ruins our lives. First of all, it causes conflict. We live in a culture that says that you ought to be number one, and if you're not, you need to figure out how to get there, how to get to be number one. In the 1972 Olympics, Kathy Rigby was a gymnast. She competed, and she did not win the gold medal, although many people thought that she should have. She went up into the stands where her mother and father were, and she fell in her mother's arms and cried for a long period of time. Her mother just held her and comforted her. And then her mother spoke and said this: "Doing your best is more important than being the best." She took that in, and Kathy Rigby said, "It changed my life. Doing your best is more important than being the best." Jealousy ruins relationships because it destroys happiness. It's impossible to be happy and jealous at the same time. It can't be done. Jealousy is an emotion of misery. Well, they say that confession is good for the soul, so here goes. When I fly, those folks in first class irritate me. They get on first, they get off first, their bag of peanuts is bigger. Oh no, they don't get peanuts, they get mixed nuts. They get warm cloth napkins. They get their own bathroom. They don't want anything to do with my section. So they pull the little curtain between us, always with impunity. Tina and I got to fly first class one time to Hawaii. We didn't pay for it. It was a gift to us. And I'll explain that to you at some other time. It's kind of a long story. But here's what I've learned. Your attitude about the curtain depends on which side you're on. When you get the real cloth napkins and eat on real china with real salt and pepper shakers, you're called by name. The big seats that you have almost fully recline. It's great. But when you're fuming about your little dinky seat sandwiched between two big Neanderthals fighting for overhead space, your teensy little bag of peanuts, Coke in a plastic cup, you're exhausted when you get off the plane. Here's how Solomon explained that. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs chapter 14. And look at verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. Let me give you a West Texas translation of that. A tranquil heart makes for a healthy body, but jealousy is like bone cancer. It eats you up. It's self-destructive. It promotes self-pity. Jealousy says, why does he get all the breaks? Why does she get to look like that? In my family growing up, I had three older sisters. In our church, a new family came, and their daughter was very, very pretty. And my sister, Mickey, she said this when she looked at the young lady that was so pretty. If I ever get rabies, I'm biting her first. Something else that jealousy promotes. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And look at verse 4. If I can find it. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. People overwork because they are jealous of what other people have. It's the syndrome of keeping up with the Joneses. Gotta get more stuff. And then jealousy leads to other sins. Can jealousy cause a person to lie or to steal or to murder? In Genesis 4, Cain is jealous of his brother Abel and murders him. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery, not caring what would happen to him. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. When David kills Goliath, Saul gets jealous and tries to kill David. David and Saul's son Jonathan are best friends. Saul is so jealous, he wants to kill his own son. Jealousy is as cruel as the grave. Why did the Pharisees deliver Jesus to be crucified? It was because of jealousy, ladies and gentlemen. James chapter 3, please. James chapter 3. And look at verse 16. James 3, 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Folks, jealousy is not a petty nuisance or a minor weakness. Jealousy is absolutely central and basic and decisive in your life to spiritual and emotional health. It is central. Jealousy is not only human, it's satanic. Satan was kicked out of heaven because of jealousy. Jealousy will keep you from being happy. It will ruin your relationships. It will lead you to other sins. When you are green with envy, you're ripe for problems. If you have cancer, you aggressively attack the cancer because you know that it will kill you from the inside out. So will jealousy. Second of all, we need a cure. The starting point, of course, like so many sins, is admitting it. It's easier to admit that we get angry or that we get fearful or that we make a mistake. Not too many people admit easily, my main problem is jealousy. It seems so petty. Whining about first class. James chapter 3 and look at verse 14. But if we have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. So can we just be honest about it this morning? Sometimes we are jealous. It attacks us all. Somebody always has something that we don't have. Are you jealous over someone else's possessions? Someone else's privileges, someone else's position or popularity or power or appearance? We all have far more jealousy in our lives than we're willing to admit. So how do we get over it? Well, I love this. First of all, recognize your uniqueness. You're not one in a million. You're one in 10 billion people. The way you look, the way you think, your talents, your gifts that God has given you. God made you that way for a purpose. Go with me to Psalms 139. Wonderful psalm in your Bible. Psalms 139. Look at verse 14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So rejoice in that. The root of jealousy is insecurity. And we really have no reason to be insecure. Folks, if you're here this morning and you are saved, your sins are forgiven. We are accepted by God. We have a glorious future together. God has it all planned out. Just be yourself. Second of all, resist comparing yourself to others. Look at Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. And look at verse 4. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Don't compare yourself to others. Third, rejoice in what you have. God's been so good to us. The only thing that brings true happiness in life is knowing God's will and doing it. That's the only thing that brings true happiness in our life. And then relax in God's sovereignty. What do I mean by that? I simply mean this. God is in control. And we need simply to let God be God. The root of jealousy is a lack of trust in God. And that brings the insecurity. Relax in God's sovereignty. There are three things that you should always remember about God. First of all, He's always in control. Always. Second of all, He is always loving and fair. You know what Job understood? God is always loving and fair. Third, God knows what is best for us. Do you know what's best for you, or does God know what's best for you? I want you to go with me to Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Wonderful psalm in your Bible. We'll begin reading in verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Here's what we should do. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Folks, the ledger has not been closed. God will balance the books. Let's pray. Father, we love you, and how very thankful we are for all your goodnesses. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins. Dear Father, if there's someone here this morning who has never been saved, Father, I pray that they will allow us to show them how to go to heaven. We're not asking them to join this church. We just want to spend eternity with them. Father, thank you for loving us, saving our souls. And then, dear Father, for your wonderful word that tells us what to do and what not to do. So, dear Father, thank you for your word this morning. Bless it to our hearts. Help each one of us examine our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.